Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Seize. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Keeb O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So back in the holiday season of 2022, and I know I'm recording this in January 2024, but back in that time frame, my wife gave me a deck of cards. Now you're probably thinking, oh, I'm probably going to play poker, or pinochle, or euchre. No, this deck of cards was called Kickstart Creativity. It's by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Links are in the show notes for it for you. And I opened up these cards, and I was amazed. I knew immediately I had to do a whole series on these cards and go through them. There's 50 cards broken up into three different types of cards. You have perspective, inspiration, and action cards. And what I did when I got these cards is I knew I was going to do these once a week. And that's what I've been doing all through 2023 and into the beginning of 2024. And what the cards have is a one central idea. And then it breaks out from that in three different ways. And I got to tell you, I've really enjoyed going through these cards. They've truly helped me out in my creativity. And one of the big things I like is it actually kind of defines these terms for us in ways that we can easily understand. So let's go into this week's card, which is Seize. Now, on the card, on the back of the card, you have these. And those of you that are watching me on YouTube, you get to see how funky these cards are. But in the beginning of the card, there's what I like to call the kernel of knowledge. It's about one sentence long, and it talks about the topic of that card. And for C's, it says, when you find the right thing to make, say or do just the right time, seize the moment to make it happen. And naturally, I'm thinking of Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, Dead Poets Society gets into my brain somehow. Thank you, Robin Williams, for that. But yeah, seizing opportunity. And I think we should all do it. Now, I don't want to say I poo-poo the idea of the inspiration fairy. I just don't buy into it anymore. But what I do buy into is keeping your eyes and ears and all your senses open for those times when inspiration does hit you and you're in the moment. You can easily access that moment. Grab that moment whenever you can, because you never know what's going to happen out of it. In my other podcast, which is Find a Podcast About, I seized upon a moment. I emailed the episode to the podcast that I was reviewing, which happened to be Guy Kawasaki's Remarkable People podcast. Definitely, it's a great recommendation. Go listen to the episode, and you'll be able to hear the interview that I did with him. But I emailed him, and I usually email the guests, or I usually email the podcast host and say, hey, listen, I just want to make sure that I got this all correct. I want to let you know that, hey, you're not talking to crickets. I'm out there listening to you. And then I invite them on the show. Well, at that time, I forgotten to invite Guy on the show. Once he listened to the episode, he emailed me back and asked to be on the show. So if I hadn't emailed him, he never would have been on the show. He would have never known about it. And it really made his day, his week, his months. Heck, it might even made his year. Knowing that somebody's out there interested in what he's saying, hanging on his every word, just like you are doing with me right now. So I know I'm not Guy Kawasaki, but if I hadn't have taken that moment, had taken that action, that would have never happened. I would have never got a chance to speak to one of the greatest thinkers, one of the greatest marketers, evangelists, marketers, whatever you want to call him. I wouldn't have that opportunity. And with podcasting, that happens all the time. I mean, I'll be having Dave Jackson attend virtually, and he is a Hall of Fame podcaster, runs the School of Podcasting. He's going to be attending our monthly meetup in February. But I have met him in person a few times, and you know, I've taken the opportunity to put myself out there and meet with these people and to seize those moments. I asked him, "Hey, can you do a talk for us for our local podcast meetup?" He said, "Yeah." He was all about it. He's like, "When is it? What time is it? What do you need me to do?" And it was done. So again, that's another opportunity there that I seized upon because of my relationship with him. And that's what we need to be doing with our art, is we need to be seizing these opportunities to work with other people and to learn new things. And once, you know, everything is all in motion, I guess, to seize the opportunities to create our art. So definitely take that opportunity to seize. You know me, I like definitions, and Cambridge Dictionary did not fail on this one. For seize, to take something quickly and keep or hold it, to take using sudden force. So we need to realize when we have one of those moments to go ahead and take advantage of that moment, to hold on to it and not let it go until you have drained every drop out of it that you can. I want to go back to with the interview with that I had with Guy Kawasaki. And in 2 days later, I had another interview with a guy named Mike Brennan, who runs the Creative Chats podcast. And I told him about my talk with Guy Kawasaki. And he's like, "I've been trying to get him on my show." So I was able to connect the two. And so I was able to bring value to both Mike and Guy by being the intermediary to kind of go, "Hey, listen, Guy, I had a great time with you. I hope you had a great time with me. Obviously you did. Here's a guy that would love to have you on his show." And the rest will be history. You know, hopefully they can get something set up and get that connection going. And with all the guests that I've had on Create Art Podcast, and I'm talking about guests that I've had, you know, outside, you know, my other podcast, guests that I've had here, Ashton Rodenheiser, she was on a few months ago, and she does the live event sketching. Well, Mike Brennan from Creative Chats does live event sketching, so I was able to hook those two up. I went ahead and made that email introduction. If I hadn't have had those experiences with those people, my network would be me, myself, and you, and that's it. So that's why we need to seize upon those moments. And I know a lot of times we feel really salesy about it. We feel like a used car salesman when we're marketing our work, but we really shouldn't. We're providing people a service. And whatever your artistic expression, whatever your artistic discipline is, you're providing a service and you should get paid for that. So always keep your eyes open, because you never know who you're going to bump into, who you're going to be introduced to. Check your email inbox, please. Check that email inbox and make those opportunities for yourself. Seize upon them. Hold on to them. Have your eyes open. Have all your senses open to grab those moments. And it's going to really take you on a journey that you never expected. And a lot of times, those are the best journeys to go on. So on the back of the card, explains it, the idea a little bit in more detail, and then gives you challenges. So from the back of the card, we're going to explain a little bit more about seizing. It says, the ancient Greeks regarded time in two ways, chronos and clock time, measuring life in seconds, minutes, hours, and so on. Moments of kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, however, are ripe and opportune. moments of truth, moments in which we look face to face with ourselves, or when we make decisions that can alter the trajectory of our lives. I made a decision a long time ago, back in 2016, to go attend a meetup for podcasters here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And then I ran into Kyle Bondo, which he and I have worked on shows and I have known each other now for, oh gosh, since 2016. And it's 2024 now. So we've known each other for 8 years and we've developed a really good friendship and, you know, a mentorship. Sometimes I mentor him, sometimes he mentors me. But we've encouraged each other to, you know, spread our wings in multiple ways. He encouraged me to learn how to do websites. I encouraged him on writing, and we've been feeding off each other ever since. So make sure that, you know, you're keeping your eyes open and for these moments where, you know, you're handed something. The universe has handed you an opportunity. You know, recognize it, do the opportunity, and see where it takes you. We're going to move on to challenges here. So the first challenge is, think for a moment about Kairos and how it offers an opportunity to align the why, when, and where of your task at hand. So, you know, you want to have that, the why, when, and where pretty set, well, not set in stone, but you want to have a good grasp on it. Because these face-to-face meetings that we have, these opportunities that we're given, make sure that you're putting yourself in the right place for that to happen. What does that mean? Well, that means, you know, going to conferences. That means going out and, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies pretty much. But putting yourself out there, making yourself accessible, making yourself available, being generous with your gifts. And people will be attracted to that and come to you for advice, for recommendations, for ideas. And you can go to those people for recommendations, advice, and ideas. You come in here to me every week to get ideas. So you've already developed one part of your network. And then once you develop that network, it's going to be a lot easier to get your work out there in front of the audiences that need to see it. And you're never going to run out of inspiration when you do that, because then you're setting up for these inspiration moments to happen. The next challenge is consider the particular moment you want to work you want your work to enter. What message do you want to deliver? Who's going to receive it? Craft your work to fit this unique moment in time. So what you want to do with that is you want to think about, you want to have your eyes open to everything. You want to have all your senses open to everything. And then think about how you're going to deliver it. Who's going to get it? And when you're doing your work, you're always thinking about that. You're always thinking about who my audience is. You're always thinking about what am I going to, you know, what's the purpose of this? The purpose of, you know, me sharing with you, Kickstart Creativity. Yeah, that somebody else did it, but I find it such a great tool for my creativity that naturally I need to share it with you, and you're picking it up and you're running with it. You're doing great work with it. So that's all by design. And being mindful of what that design looks like and being intentional with what you're doing and keeping, again, what am I going to deliver? Who is it for? And why am I doing it? The last challenge is take 10 minutes to scan the news of the day. What does the world need right here and right now? It needs a lot of things. I think one of the main things it needs is understanding, and that is what I am trying to do in my own little, you know, corner of the world, is to define what these terms mean, to get you to think about what these terms mean, to give you some tools to help with your creativity, with your inspiration. So that way you're setting it up for the whole time, you know, all 24 hours in the day. So that way you can feel the wonderful feeling of creating something and then having other people look at it and go, wow, that's really cool. And so that's what I think the world needs, is that understanding. And for, you know, folks to reach out and be generous and provide that understanding, because I think we're all tapped into it, but into this collective unconsciousness, but I think we forget how to tap into it. And when we have somebody there that's showing us how to do it, we need to pay attention, tap into it, and see what we can get out of it. All right. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's word idea, which is seize. I really want to thank you for taking time out of your day to go ahead and listen to this and to watch it on YouTube. I do have a couple asks for you. If you got anything out of this, if you have ideas about the show, or if you'd like to appear on the show, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I really want this to be a 5-star podcast for you. If you want to rate and review me on the, on your app, hey, that's perfectly great. Everyone has a different app that they love to use. So I would love to be able to say, go here and hit the, 5-star button or the thumbs up button and write a review. If you know how to do that on your app, fantastic. I'm not going to go through it with you. But what I really like is when folks email me directly and go, hey, Tim, I hated the music, or I really liked the idea that you had there, or hey, I shared this with my art friend. Hopefully they'll be getting in contact with you soon. That's what I'm looking for. That's exactly what I'm looking for. That's exactly why I do this, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to help you hit that creativity, hit that inspiration in a more consistent way. Because really, I want you to get away from the idea, because I got away from it, of the idea fairy and just the whole, well, I'm going to wait on inspiration to hit me. No, go out there and make inspiration in everything that, get that inspiration from everything that's in your world. So again, you can email me on that. I'm on all the social medias. So if you're on the website, createartpodcast.com, listening to this episode, those links are in the show notes there for you. I also run a newsletter, a monthly newsletter, and it's called Create Art Podcast Newsletter. I know, very creative name there, but it's easy to remember. Create Art Podcast Newsletter. Boom. You can find that at timothybryan.substack.com. Brian is spelled B-R-I-E-N. And what I do in that is I give you a couple ideas for the month for projects that you can do. And then I give you links to, everything that I'm doing for that month, whether it be a podcast or a in-person podcast meetup. Definitely check that out for yourself. It's in your email box once a month. Again, links for that are in the show notes if you'd like to go ahead and do that. Now, I do want to let you know that I run two other podcasts. I talked about one, which was Find a Podcast About, and you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz, and that's where I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. A lot of times I get the host to go ahead and sit down with me, and we talk about their shows. So definitely check that out if you're looking for podcasts from any genre to listen to and good recommendations. That's the podcast you need to go check out. My fun podcast, which they're all fun for me, but my fun one is called Cannabis Stories. And you can find that at cannabisstories.podbean.com. And that's where I tell positive stories of people who have tried the Lord's lettuce. If you know, you know. And it's just a fun time. And I just like to make that a really fun podcast, kind of a comedy podcast. So if you're into stories like that about people, indulging or imbibing responsibly, then check that podcast out. All right. Well, it's time for me to let you get on with the rest of your day. I'm going to get on with the rest of my day. So I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic. create more than you consume. And go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.